All right, let's go.
Last time you found the end zone. I know you did in college, right?
He ain't never scored in high school either.
No. First time since high school.
This is your first time in life.
Jimmy, when did you get cleared to play this week? Remember, you're in the protocol.
Friday.
So you didn't know until Friday that you're going to play?
I believe it was Friday, yeah. Friday, I didn't even know I was going to play until Friday.
David, did you see him coming slow out of his break and not play on it?
What's that?
Did you see the receiver coming slow out of his
break? No, it was just, it was a great call. You know, I knew I had help inside, so I didn't play aggressive when he broke inside. I just stayed outside in my zone. And this man right here had a good jam to slow the dude down, and captain. And I just made a good play on the ball.
What did you know as soon as it hit your hands that you had a chance to go?
And I just knew when it hit my hands, the only thing was telling me to run. So yeah, exactly what I did was run. So
they moved the ball the first half, and the second half they didn't move the ball so well. What was the difference?
Say that, pardon?
The Cardinals moved the ball pretty well the first half, but not in the second half. What was the difference?
We just needed to be more aggressive. You know, we were just too anxious. We were just trying to make plays. We just, in the second half, just told us to just do our job and continue to just play ball.
The second one, did you think you'd be able to catch up to that one in your second interception?
Say it again?
Your second interception, did you think it was going to be over here? Do you think you could catch up to it and get to it?
What's the question?
Did you think it was going to be too far deep, or do you think you'd be able to?
No, I just ran and just dove and caught the ball. You know, I was just played it. It was just a good play on the ball by me, so. Yeah.
The game for this week, it wasn't there last
week. We wasn't aggressive. You know, coach said we wasn't playing our defense. We wasn't being aggressive. So Coach Zinn, his whole thing was just play aggressive, play our defense, and go out there and attack, get them, be in tight coverage, sack the quarterback, and we did all that. So we scored on all three phases. That's what he wanted us to do this week, and we definitely did. We accomplished all our goals this week.
Did you ask for the oxygen, or did they just give it to you?
I asked for that. Definitely asked for that.
I mean, it was a long defensive series. I mean, you already had, you know, mm-hmm. burning a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And then to go 100.
Yeah, I mean, I was dead. Legs was dead. Lungs was dead. I was just tired.
So after 11, you have to make two first-down stops on last drive. So mm-hmm. what's that like when you think you're going to fly in the
end? You just got to be mentally strong. You know, the mistakes are going to happen. You know, we all trying to make plays. You just got to. You know, you got to be disciplined. And in certain situations, you know, if stuff happens. You know, we're not going to be down on anyone. So, we know things happen. You know, we all been in that situation where we made mistakes. So, we're not going to look down on anyone. So, we just went out there. We said we need to continue to play great D in the second half and keep playing, making plays.
On the return, were you looking up at the board?
No, I had a feeling Brown was behind me. So, mm-hmm. I knew he was pretty fast. So, that's why I looked back and I cut it back inside.
How about Eric Sugarman's comment from the bench? He said, I've never seen you run 100 yards without a problem.
Shug's always talking trash. I love him, though.